Floodwaters from Juno's glacial outburst flood are receding. The flood reached a record-breaking crest of 16.65 feet at about 8 a.m. Wednesday morning. The temporary levee the city installed along the Mendenhall River this year protected hundreds of homes nearby, but water still leaked through some sections and flooded several streets. KTOO reporter Alex Solomon waded through the water to bring us this story.
In the middle of Meander Way, Sean Smack tugs a raft through muddy floodwaters. He's ferrying diesel jugs to neighbors so they can run generators to pump the water from their homes since power was cut Wednesday morning as the river level rose.
Meander Way Water Taxi Service. Once a year, have no fear, you know?
He delivers a jug to Locke and Melissa Brown's house. Water from their crawl space flows through a bright green garden hose down their porch steps. They have HESCO barriers stacked up in their backyard, but water worked its way through the barriers and rose through storm drains, hitting a handful of homes at the end of Meander Way. The Browns are glad that the barriers are there, even with the seepage. This is the third year in a row their home is flooded.
If they weren't here, it would have been catastrophic for us.
It's not as bad this time, but Locke says they want a long-term solution before they have to sell their home in a few years. His wife is on active duty in the U.S. Coast Guard.
We're going to be doing this for 5 years in total, and then we're forced to move on military orders. And how are we going to sell our house?
Around the corner, Andrew Hills walks along a gray pool in the middle of Northland Street with his toddler Waylon up on his shoulders. Their house got hit by a flood last year. This year, it was just spared.
Oh, this is awesome. Could not be happier. So, I mean, I feel terrible for the people at the end of Meander, but, you know, I'm really happy it didn't hit us.
He spent the night walking the streets and saw the barriers leaking.
We just got to do a little bit better next year.
At a press briefing Wednesday morning, Juneau's city manager, Katie Kester, said the barriers were largely a success.
I know we're not entirely out of the woods, but the HESCO barriers really have protected our community. If it weren't for them, we would have hundreds and hundreds of flooded homes.
Building the levee was a controversial process, and it is considered a stopgap solution. It's only meant to work for around a decade, and the city doesn't know how well it would perform in floods higher than 18 feet. City officials are still assessing the damage and monitoring areas that saw some flooding. Christopher Goines with the Alaska Department of Transportation said Backloop Bridge was damaged by tree strikes and erosion. The bridge was closed to traffic Tuesday night.
We are beginning to lose portions of the road associated with that abutment there, and that's the main support where we have piles that go into the ground that hold up the bridge sections themselves.
But he says the bridge should be fine with some repairs. The current swept away tons of trees from the riverbank, including one that crushed a HESCO barrier. The city reinforced it with massive sandbags called super sacks. Nicole Farron, the warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Juneau, noted the significance of this flood.
This is a new all-time record high crest for the Mendenhall Lake and River system.
The crest happened sooner than initially predicted. On Tuesday evening, the National Weather Service updated the forecast from an expected peak Wednesday afternoon to earlier that morning. Aaron Jacobs, senior service hydrologist at the agency, says that's because rainfall from the prior few days masked when Suicide Basin started to release.
It really hides the signal that we would be looking for if water was coming from Suicide Basin.
He says it looks like the release began sometime on Monday morning. Just outside the emergency shelter on Floyd Dryden campus, Sherry Weimer smokes a cigarette as sunshine breaks through the fog.
Because I'm right on one street over from the river, and I just chose to evacuate because my life is worth more than my home.
Their house flooded the past 2 years, this time with a higher peak and concerns about the temporary levee. Sherry says she didn't want to deal with the panic again. Just seven people stayed in the shelter overnight. Some residents stayed with friends and family in town, and others stayed home. With help from Clarice Larson, I'm Alex Solomon in Juneau.